Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams in the Fraud Department. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I've been getting charges from people. One was for 670 and the other one was for 700. They supposedly sent that information to you. Shut up!
Yes, I do have an order here. Can you please verify your name and address?
David Moores, Moores, 48 Pine Street, Waltham, Mass., 02453. And you're also trying to get another $90-something for whatever you're doing over there.
All right, one moment, sir. It shows here that you have the erect FX, as a, which is going to be a nitric oxide, and also the testosterone booster. Are you familiar with those products, sir? It is showing
no,
a delivery
no.
to your address. What occurred on the 16th of April for $7.45 and $6.70 shipping and handling.
No,
I did attempt
no.
to bill today, but that was declined by your card company.
That's right.
So you're looking to cancel?
Yes. And I never received
right.
nothing anyway.
Okay, let's one moment, sir. Take a look at the tracking. Showing a delivery on the 22nd to the mailbox.
Well, I've never received
that. Have you spoken with the bank or the credit card about the charges of the shipping and handling? You disputed them?
Yep. They notified just me this morning. And like I said, it's under two different names. I got a bird that's jealous.
Those are payment gateways. So, you know, that's where the company received the payment. But the product is going to be the Erect FX1 and Erect FS2, which is going to be the testosterone booster and nitric oxide, like a male performance enhancement product.
Yep, and what was the $90 for?
These are trial completion charges. It enters you into the VIP membership after the trial phase expires.
There's no membership.
Well, you have to call and cancel once you get your items if you didn't want to continue to the membership. Just keep the items
in
promotion.
Yeah, well, I never got no items. I never got no items, nothing.
Okay, so with this particular issue, if you've disputed it, you would have to have your financial institution call us and agree to drop the dispute for the shipping and handling charges refund. We can refund with the active dispute. We do begin an investigation if you'd like by having the local authorities investigate the IP address. They can pull back the time, location, and the owner of the device who created the order and provide you with that to move forward with charges against that individual.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I know I sent the shipping and handling charges, but I never signed up for anything other than that. That's what the disputed, the 90-something dollar.
All right. Bear with me one moment, sir. I get your account canceled.
Yeah, that's the one they...
All right, thank you for holding.
All right.
I'm going to get it canceled. I'll come back with some additional information. Thank you.
All right.
All right, if you have pen and paper ready, I'm going to give you a cancellation number, sir.
All right, hang on one second. I had to step outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C, as in
C.
Charlie. Yes,
A.
1-9-5-4-7. 1-9-5-4-7.
5-4-7.
Yes, sir.
That's the cancellation number.
That is correct. That cancels all future shipments and charges. Again, you would have to have your bank call us about the shipping and handling charges on there. They have to agree to drop the dispute in order to get the refund on the shipping and handling.
Well, I'm not worried too much about that part. I was worried about that 90-something dollar of the sign-in program.
Yes, sir.
Because I didn't sign up for that.
Well, we have it canceled out here so that there's no further attempts to bill you.
I haven't even gotten the merchandise.
All right, so have them give us a call and we can address it further.
Well, they're working on that right now.
All right, is there anything else?
That should do it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. You too.
Bye.